Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Reverend Henry Ranga and Attorney Pastor Brian D. Cook. Welcome to Topic 12. Throughout this course, you have learned to notice the conversation happening inside you. You have practiced welcoming Scripture and the Holy Spirit into that conversation. You have learned that resilience is not pretending everything is fine. Resilience is returning to Christ, receiving truth, taking the next faithful step, and continuing to grow. That growth happens through practice. Romans 12:2 tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. God renews us through His Word, prayer, the Holy Spirit, Christian community, and faithful habits. These practices do not earn God's love. They help us live from the grace we have already received in Christ. Like physical strength, resilience develops over time. You practice speaking truth when fear appears. You receive grace when shame accuses you. You choose the way of escape when temptation comes. You use the ground tool when your thoughts race. You use the rest tool as you entrust your day to God. Every practice is another step of returning to Christ. Some days will feel encouraging, other days will be difficult. Old thought patterns may return during stress, grief, loneliness, or exhaustion. Their return does not mean they still control you. It is another opportunity to answer them with God's truth. When an old script says, "I should be stronger by now," remember Romans 8:1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Then take one faithful step. Pray. Read Scripture. Talk with a trusted person. Rest, apologize, or simply do the next right thing. Small faithfulness matters. Resilience also grows through reflection. Ask yourself, what thought appeared? What truth helped me? What faithful step can I take next time? This is not self-condemnation. It is learning with God. Remember that you are a whole person. Your spiritual life, body, emotions, relationships, and habits all affect one another. Sometimes the next faithful step includes sleep, healthy boundaries, counseling, medical care, or trusted Christian support. Seeking help is not a lack of faith. It may be an expression of wisdom. You do not need to use every tool every day. Use the practices that fit your season. Consistency matters more than intensity. When you miss a day, begin again. When you forget a tool, return without shame. Philippians 1:6 reminds us that the God who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Your hope is not in practicing these tools perfectly. Your hope is in the faithfulness of God. When difficult thoughts return, answer them with truth. This thought is present, but it is not my master. I am not alone. Christ is with me. The Holy Spirit will help me take the next faithful step. As you finish this course, remember this. You do not have to complete your entire journey today. Simply walk faithfully with Jesus in the next step He places before you.